There we go. Waiting on the music.
We were worried we lost you there, Ro.
Yeah, no, we were worried we lost some music. We got it all going. Ro Khan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. We are in at least half of us, and then tomorrow the whole show will be in Philadelphia. Well, actually, yeah, the whole show. The kids are going to be back at the studio. I feel bad when we leave the kids alone because they do bad things.
I started to panic. I was like, did I miss a memo? Are we supposed to come out there?
Yeah, no. Okay, I got very concerned about what was going to happen there. But
we bring back nice gifts for everybody.
We've got to clean up your office. It's gotten a little crazy since you've been gone.
Did you do some bad stuff there? Is there bad stuff happening?
Kegger. Classic kegger.
All right. Just about 20 minutes ago, Hillary Clinton became the first woman nominated to be president of the United States by a major political party. And look who's joining us right now. First, you got your Mark Sapelsa, WGN. He's joining us by satellite because he's still on Bradley Place. And then we have Chuy Garcia with us, county commissioner of the county of Cook. Chuy is with us, and he is Bernie. You're a Bernie Sanders guy, and you saw Bernie Sanders stand up there in a very ecumenical, I would say, moment, ask that she become the nominee for president of the United States for the Democratic Party. What were your thoughts on that, Chuy?
It was a very moving act on Bernie's part. I think underscoring the critical importance of bringing together as many of the Democratic Party elements as possible across the country. I thought it was a magnanimous act, demonstrating how seriously and responsibly he wants to act moving forward here because of his concern that a Trump presidency would be disastrous for America. I think at the same time, Bernie Sanders has sought to explain to his supporters, delegates or otherwise across the country, that the choices here are very clear. What is in the best interest of those who supported him and those who want to further the political revolution that he started that has, I think, transformed American politics? Can that be done better under a Trump presidency or under a Hillary Clinton presidency? So the answer is obvious now. I think he will seek to teach. He will seek to lay out an important analysis to his supporters as to why it's important to come together and to move the country forward with Hillary Clinton.
But Chuy, what do you say? This is Anna in Chicago. What do you say to all the Bernie supporters who think this is Hillary represents this establishment that we're trying to fight, and allying with her is not the answer? And you're still hearing that from a lot of his followers.
Well, with all due respect, I think that many people and many Bernie supporters, this is the first time that they're involved in a political campaign. And for those of us who have been around fighting good causes and those who like to see ourselves as progressives in politics and electoral politics, very important to understand that seasoning and experience help you understand paths forward. It's important for Bernie supporters to understand all of the achievements that have been made by the campaign in a year's time, unprecedented. The new path that was charted in terms of moving electoral campaigns away from big money and from special interest groups will have an impact on both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. How to return politics and public policy and government back to the people. Young people need to take note of this. They need to appreciate this and to celebrate all of the achievements, even down to the last wire. The changes on the platform committee, the changes in the rules committee are additional wins, and the resignation of Peggy of Wasserman Schultz as the CEO of the Democratic Party is another sign of the powerful impact that the Sanders campaign has had on American politics.
Chuy, you're on the Rules Committee, and you've advocated to do away with the super delegate system. Bernie Sanders and a lot of his supporters have also made it really clear that, you know, the system they felt was rigged and that was against them from the start, and then that email dump sort of kind of proved that they might have been right. And so does doing away with the super delegates help make the system fairer? What's behind that?
It does help make the system fair. We got rid of, moving forward in 4 years, approximately two-thirds of all of the superdelegates. Only just over a third of delegates, superdelegates, will now have the ability to run and do whatever they want. They're unpledged delegates. The vast majority will no longer have that, which means that they will have to abide by the popular vote in the primary in their state. This is a significant win, coupled with all the wins on the platform committee, making this the most progressive platform in the history of the Democratic Party. Those are the things that Bernie Sanders supporters cannot ignore.
Chewy, Mark Sapelsa with WGN in Chicago. I'm going to be the cannonball in the pool. You going to run again for mayor?
We'll see. It's too early, Mark. I want to have fun this summer. You know, I'm a guy who likes to cook out, walk around in shorts, and try to get a little more brown than my pale self. So, talk to me in September, October. We'll have a better sense.
I'll take that as not a no. All right.
Maybe.
Si, senor. Si, yes. Senor.
Mark, we're getting a lot of not a no's around here.
I'll bet you have.
Yeah, we got a lot of guys.
Who's running for governor? Everybody's right. Sort of on.
What about that? That's sooner.
Maybe.
What about governor? Would you run for governor?
Well, Senator Durbin received much encouragement at this convention. He's someone who I think could be very successful because people have come to respect him. He's been quite progressive, a surprise to me.
You think Dick Durbin would turn around, leave the Senate, and run for governor?
You know, if Democrats win the Senate, and I think we've got a very good shot at it, it's hard for me to envision him doing so. But if we win it by a big margin, then it's something that he might do. Personally, I don't know why someone would want to leave the Senate and come to Illinois, where the task and the heavy lift of straightening out Illinois' financial mess and moving the state forward is going to be one huge challenge. Not unlike the challenge in the city of Chicago.
Yeah. So, I mean, if somebody could wave a magic wand and you could be one or the other, what would you wish to be? Governor or mayor?
You know, I'm really a local guy, so the local ability to make impact locally would be very important. But remember, the fate of the city of Chicago is rooted in what happens in Springfield, especially as it relates to how we generate revenues in Illinois for all the things that we want as a civilized state.
All right, now, I guess the thing that is amazing, let's go back to where we are, and I want your thoughts on this as you watch this whole thing. Now, Bernie last night, he gave a very impassioned speech. It was the only speech last night that really got people out of their seats and up, right? I mean, as much as the party regulars tried and the entertainers tried, nobody could really get the room's attention because there was that awkward cast in the room about Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton.
Well,
and
Michelle Obama did.
Michelle Obama got a lot of people.
Yeah,
I have to agree with you guys. Yeah. Yes, a great speech.
Yeah, it was a great speech, but it wasn't really. It was much more of, about the general thing, and not so much about Hillary.
Yeah,
we got mentioned at the end.
Yes.
I mean it's an important thing. When the Hillary piece started to come to be, that was that's when there was trouble on the floor. I noticed last night. Tonight, what do you expect? It's over. She's the nominee. Do you expect the Bernie people, and you're among them, to now sort of come around and be part of the deal?
You know, there's good reason for many Sanders supporters to be angry, to be outraged, quite frankly, because of what we've learned because of the WikiLeaks. This has been a factor, the dirty tricks, the undermining of other candidates, sort of machine politics at the national level, trying to, just keep, dissenting voices, people with different visions about the future of the country and the party, from being able to have that ability and the exposure to do so in a fair manner. So people have a right to be angry about that. But we're this far along in the process, so we've got to understand reality and the things that we can change and the things that we cannot change. However, we can have the opportunity and will have the opportunity to continue making an impact on both politics and government as we move forward. I think that's the harder part, especially for young people, to be able to process. And you've got to give them more than 4 or 5 days. They need some time to bring closure to that and to be able to say, what does this mean? But more importantly, if they look at what they've contributed to achieving in American politics, they've got lots to be proud of and to celebrate and to make big plans, because they're going to take over school boards and mayorships and state legislatures and even members of Congress. So there's much to look forward to. Bernie has a plan coming out of this convention for continuing the American Revolution, and young people are a very critical element of that.
Chewy, I kind of feel like, I believe I did a long-form feature piece on you and your progressive grassroots activism back in, I think it was over at Fox Chicago, maybe 2004, and highlighted some of your work in the little village neighborhood and beyond. And I feel like, and tell me if you think I'm wrong, that when you back Bernie Sanders, although it's identical politics in many ways to your politics, Sanders' politics, that you placed a $2 bet on a long shot horse, and you hit the jackpot with recognition to you in the state of Illinois, recognition to you in the city of Chicago, with what Bernie Sanders has been able to accomplish. Do you see it that way?
You know, that's a valid way of looking at it. The way I look at it is this way. In Chicago, as we were going into the 2015 mayoral election, a major potential candidate for mayor, Karen Lewis, couldn't make the race. And the city, I felt, needed a real debate about its future, about what we can be as a city, how we can deal with the most pressing problems of the day, as well as how we can bring the city together across lines of race and ethnicity and those kinds of things. And I decided to get into the race because I felt a real passion in my gut against all the odds that were evident to most political observers that we could do something and that we could shake the city up, and it turned out to be right. I think Bernie Sanders gets into the presidential race having that same gut instinct that it's time to change the status quo, that it's time to overcome all of the conventional odds, even though they may seem overwhelming, and to have faith in people, and look what happened. It's transformed American politics, I think, and it will have a long-lasting impact. So I think those are the two parallels, and that would be my explanation for why I did what I did and why Bernie Sanders did what he did. And yes, being a Sanders supporter, an early Sanders supporter, in his bid to become president in the primary contest, did cast me in the spotlight again. I told my wife, I thought this thing was over. I thought I could sort of, get away from it all. And then all of a sudden, here we were on the national stage with Bernie Sanders.
Speaking of national stages, last night, Tony Preckwinkle was in the box with Bill Clinton. What did you make of that?
Right next to him.
My phone was going crazy. People were texting me from all over wanting to know what was going on. I said, it's situational politics. It's a photo op. It's good because what I hope happens is that by virtue of her being that close to Bill, that Bill Clinton would put in good word with Hillary Clinton about how Cook County is doing such a great job, and maybe we could be the beneficiaries of additional support from the federal government, especially for infrastructure projects in Cook County.
What if she goes off to the cabinet level in the Clinton administration? Would you run for Cook County Commissioner?
You just know too much, and you ask too many questions. I'm a big supporter of Toni Preckwinkle. As she has done a phenomenal job moving Cook County forward. It is no longer Crook County. It's doing very dynamic and innovative things in many of the initiatives that she has headed, including criminal justice reform. And I hope she doesn't leave. But if she were to leave, then we'd have a new situation to think about.
Chewy,
I'm a Toni Preckwinkle supporter, and I hope she sticks around.
Chewy, I totally agree with you. Roe prize in way too many lives. Mine too. I get sick of it.
What about the mayor only making an appearance tomorrow? Do you read anything into that, Chewy? He's not there for the full week. It doesn't seem that he's doing what he normally does. He's there for a lot of this.
Well, the mayor has many problems on the home front, and he's become a liability So Hillary Clinton doesn't want to be associated, I think.
She never wanted to, Chewy. Let's just be honest.
To him.
Well,
he's a heck of a fundraiser, so I'm not sure about that. But, it's just political reality, and he's coming here tomorrow having a party, and I want to invite you guys to come and party with me.
Yeah, I would party with you. Where are we partying, Chewy? I have not yet been able to party with the Democrats. We were partying with the Republicans last week, and let me just tell you something. You wake up with a bad headache every day after you.
Yeah, I can't handle it anymore myself.
I know.
But Mark Sapelsa knows how I party and probably where I party. So if you're ever in doubt and in need, give him a call.
Give him a call.
Yeah.
We'll be there
with
you. All right.
Where to find you.
I will do that. All right.
I'm using
Commissioner.
Designated driver.
yeah, that's what Mark is now. Yeah. Thank you, Mark. I would appreciate you being there.
Thank you, sir.
You know, now that Majors is retired, I don't have a designated driver. All right. You know what, Chewy? Thank you very much for
Thanks,
being
Chewy.
Here.
Thank you,
Rokan.
What a great
thank
moment
you.
In American history that we saw today. We've seen, there's American history being made. It was made in Cleveland last week. It's made in Philadelphia today, and what a crazy 100 days left here.
You bet.
It's going to be something.
Yes.
It's going to be something.
Wild ride, as we say.
Thank you for doing
Take
this.
Care.